Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We'll get back into the Caps. Greg Wyshynski will join us at 8 o'clock, senior NHL writer for ESPN. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock. But I wanted to touch on this Megan Thee Stallion story. She's probably most famous here because she was part of a video, WAP.
Yes.
I won't tell you what WAP stands for.
I think Drab was reading the lyrics of that on the flight back from Spain.
Mm-hmm. Wet is the first word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We know what WAP stands
for. I think that's
where
she got most famous. Yeah. She's got a great body, and she's been sued by a photographer. EB, you fancy yourself an elite photographer. I don't think you would sue her for this, though.
I'm an elite action photographer.
Well,
all right.
So the photographer was I think it was Ibiza, Spain.
Okay. Ibiza.
Not too far from where Drab was. Actually, I have no idea how far Ibiza is from Malaga.
I couldn't tell you.
But it's still in the same country. It is a big country.
Wasn't there a big hit, like, I took a pill in Ibiza? Like a club rager a few years ago?
Yes.
So
I'm hip.
She has a photographer named Emilio Garcia.
Okay.
And I guess this is post-concert. They're in an SUV.
Okay. Yep.
And he's in the SUV.
Sounds standard.
With Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess a driver and another woman.
Okay.
And Megan Thee Stallion and the woman have sex in the car.
Okay.
While he's there.
All right. You got my attention.
Did he document him? He's a photographer.
You and a lot of people would be sized, right? Got your attention.
Of course.
He is suing her.
Why?
Saying that it was embarrassing and he was offended and he was mortified. It's a ridiculous lawsuit in my mind.
It would be weird if you're just riding around like in a church van and all of a sudden Megan Thee Stallion is getting it on with another female. Right. You're just sitting there with your big fancy lens doing nothing.
But is that worthy of a lawsuit?
I don't know. He's trying to cash in. Come on.
Yeah, he's trying to get paid.
Nobody takes it seriously. I mean, you can't possibly take that seriously.
Toss it out.
I just have never really seen that. The closest I've ever come, and this has happened to me multiple times, is I can hear people hitting skins in my hotel room. That happens a lot.
Yeah, right.
I mean, a lot. Like I think it's happened to me like three times.
Because the walls are thin.
The walls are so thin.
Yeah.
It actually happened to me one time when I was staying with my mom in Ohio for a funeral.
No.
We were in a hotel room for a funeral. And all of a sudden at 2 in the morning.
Then you can't even look her way.
Well, it was like 2 in the morning.
Okay.
But it was so loud it woke me up, and it wouldn't stop. Like, the guy was like a porn star.
Yeah, he just kept going.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, this is really awkward. Like, this couldn't be any more awkward. It's happened to me three times.
I don't think I ever heard that.
Happened to me just
maybe
a few months ago.
Maybe one time, but it's never, like, loud enough. I've never done the glass trick.
Well, nobody's done that outside of a movie. Nobody really does that.
I did that in college.
Okay. Horny college people maybe do it.
Yeah, one of my roommates, he was always smashing. You could hear him all the time.
Well, I don't
Yeah, I feel like in college it was pretty frequent because, I mean,
at college we would just look in their windows.
I mean,
we were peeping Toms.
My ex-roommate used to smash. We were in the same room.
Right.
Oh, he wouldn't care.
Because, yeah. Like, his bed was right as you walk in, and then my bed is, I don't know, 12 to 15 feet away, down the wall.
Was that the roommate who went to DeMatha?
Yes. Yeah. And look, I'm not hating on him, but like, sometimes he had like a steady girlfriend. He'd bring her there, and I would just be,
he wouldn't care.
I can one up
you. And it was fun. Like, and I didn't really care.
How far away was your bed
from him?
Like 10 feet. Probably.
What is that, like 10 or 12 feet?
Yeah, it's probably.
I can one up you.
Close.
If my mother's listening, just turn off the radio. Okay, just turn it off. All right, just turn it off, Mom. All right, in high school, we were drinking somewhere. We
right.
were all at some.
At least
hotel.
We're not going too far back in time.
No, but I mean, this. What am I? This
good old
my,
days.
This is my story.
Yeah,
we were playing like Anchorman or something. Do kids even play that anymore?
I don't know. Playing quarters.
You ever play that, Valdez?
The OG drinking game.
You ever play Anchorman?
Is that like where you're?
I don't know.
It's like a chugging thing.
A big ass vat of beer or whatever. You
not know? Not real. I know of it. We never played.
Okay,
it.
Well, we played it for whatever reason. And we all like rented a hotel, you know, like we're like 17.
Right.
And
like an Econo Lodge or something.
And I was sleeping in the bed with this guy, I'm not going to say who, and his girlfriend. In the middle of the night. I'll tell you during break, but in the middle of the night, he just started smashing with me in the bed.
That's a weird throuple. A throuple where you're not involved.
I was in the bed and he was laughing. He was laughing.
Classy chick.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's high school.
I mean, she was 17.
Yeah.
I know.
So what? She's still not classy.
I mean, I probably wouldn't use that word to describe her
either.
Of course probably accurate, but that definitely happened.
Guy's not classy either. Although when you're 17, you're never.
Dude, he was laughing.
Yeah, you don't care. Oh, you're so horned up.
He was laughing. He was also hammered.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure he used protection too. I'm sure that went through his head at 2 in the morning.
I have no idea.
Same bed.
I wasn't that close.
Yeah. Same bed, I think, is rare, but I think if you shared a dorm room in college, there's a good chance it happened.
It's a standard.
You know, you hope the other person's asleep.
Yeah.
And then.
Optimally, the other person isn't there, but sometimes the mood's going to strike, hit, and the person's there.
I would say, I remember I took a nap in D's dorm in college, and her roommate and her boyfriend, they were definitely giggling. They're probably high as a kite in hindsight. And definitely Jeff Smoker entered the building.
Right.
Well, I was underneath. It was like a bunk bed situation.
No. On top of you?
Bunk beds.
Yeah,
wow. That's
I mean,
a whole lot of squeaking.
100%. They were just laughing. I don't know. People just laugh. I don't know. It's weird.
Got to get it in.
I guess.
Anyway, I don't think you would sue if you were a photographer and you had business happening right next to you.
No, he'd be taking pictures.
That guy should have been
documenting the whole event.
The other incident, the only time I've actually seen it besides those is when we were over at the radio station, if you guys remember. It was in the evening. This was 20-some years ago. And a character on another show, they had just left, like, you know, Naked Thanksgiving or something, and all of a sudden they're smashing in the parking lot.
Oh, I didn't see that.
With the car door open. I don't even know if the car door is open. They're just standing out there. My man's getting after it.
Wow.
Don't
is this in the
that.
Park? Like the underground parking
Not the
area?
Underground, the one above in Fairfax.
That underground parking lot is kind of creepy.
And all of a sudden you looked over there and you were like, they're smashing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never in a car or anything like that.
The great part about that parking in Fairfax, even though the garage looked like the setting for Saw or Saw 6, free parking. Free parking, I mean, just supersedes. You'll park anywhere as long as it's free.
Random free parking.
Right, free.
Fairfax free parking.
Down to D.C., no free parking. Must pay for parking.
The move to D.C. was a catastrophic miss.
Huge fail.
Yes.
It's a huge miss.
I think the sales job was we're going to have all these great in-studio guests because they're in D.C.
Right.
We do on occasion.
Two a year.
We had Dennis Scott. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, we got Magic Johnson in Fairfax.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get anybody anywhere.
Yeah, I understand.
Send a car. By the way.
We got Magic Johnson in Fairfax?
That was Lanham.
Yeah.
Well, we had him Lanham and Fairfax. He visited us twice.
We had him in Fairfax. Remember.
When
you're, I don't remember
when your company signs.
I think to, yeah, he hyped up Hoops for the Homeless.
We had him twice.
So we had better guests in Fairfax and Lanham.
When your company signs a 100-year lease, it doesn't give you many options.
Right.
And I'm exaggerating. I don't know how long the lease is.
The door, by the way,
probably
to the,
close to 100
I know
years.
Cakes has never taken the stairs here, probably
I
ever.
Take the stairs every morning. How
oh,
dare
you, do?
You? Yes.
The door by the stairs, they had like two guys working on it yesterday, and it looks it looks like it's on its last legs now.
They
like
so
they were perplexed. They were looking at it.
There was a
guy had a ruler, and today I looked at it.
Poor
I walked
bastard.
In.
The hinge is not on.
Yeah, there's like duct tape all over the place. Like this can't be right.
Yeah, hey, that they did look a little bit confused as to what was going on.
All right, so Adam Schefter just tweeted like about 20 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
Somebody sent me this.
Here
this
we
is
go.
Kind of interesting. Okay. So one of his guys, one of his producers, and don't look.
I'm
don't
not.
Look, okay?
Don't look.
Break the story.
Don't look. It's not. I'm not breaking a story. It's just going to be a quiz.
Oh, okay.
Okay, one of his producers went through every position, okay, and graded over the last 20 years drafting percentage, hit or miss, okay?
Ooh.
And so by position, what do you think is the highest hit rate?
What did they consider
in the first round? A hit would be you got a second contract with the team that drafted you. Now that's a very rough parameter because some guys are good and they go elsewhere. But for the most part, that was the parameters they used for this.
Offensive line.
I'm going to say defensive end, edge rusher.
Right. Number one is center. Now there's only been 11
specific.
Taken in the first round. Only one missed though. Okay, 92% hit rate. Okay, tackle. Is the second highest hit rate.
All right, I said offensive line.
59%, okay? 38-26. Care to guess what the hit rate is for quarterback?
Quarterbacks that get a second contract from the team that
drafted
them?
The same team in the last 20 years. Don't look it up.
I haven't looked it up. I'm going to say it's low.
It's clearly low.
12%
that's why you're bringing it up.
I'm going to say 45%.
And I won't be surprised.
No, JP's
because,
right. JP's
because the
right.
Stars like Joe Burrow and all those guys,
JP's
they get
right.
a second contract.
If
you have a good one, they're going to stay. If you have a bad one,
in
they're
fact,
going.
In fact, what I think is interesting about it, the worst hit rate, you always think it's so hard to draft a quarterback in the first round and hit. Just care to guess?
I'm going to guess wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
But that's also because via free agency, they can bounce. So it's not necessarily all team driven.
I said that at the beginning.
Yeah, with the quarterbacks, just take a look at the Joe Burrow draft versus the Trevor Lawrence draft. The Joe Burrow draft, I believe, 4 first-round picks, and all of them are re-signed, right? Or they will be re-signed from Joe Burrow to Tua to Herbert. And then you got the Zach Wilson draft where 4 of these guys have already been traded. Mm-hmm. The only guy to stay is going to be Trevor Lawrence. So that's going to be a 20% hit rate where it's going to be like 100% hit rate on the other one.
Yeah, right. Those are 2 examples. But yeah, I mean, overall, it looks like it's closer to 50% than what you think. But what's interesting to me is wide receiver, tight end, safety, running back, quarterback, all basically based on that metric, fairly significantly worse hit rates than quarterback, which we think is so dicey.
I'm going to guess running back is going to just get lower and lower because these guys just don't even get second contracts anymore.
Right.
But, a lot of them.
But I do think wide receiver, when you think about it, because think about how many great wide receivers are drafted that just don't blossom. You have these huge expectations. These guys, these burners, you know, they either get hurt.
You got to make decisions. Like I was reading, it was speculation, but Florio was saying that the Vikings might have to trade Justin Jefferson because now it depends on what happens with them at quarterback, but that he's going to command the highest contract to a non-quarterback, and they might just not be able to afford it.
I think Tyreek Hill is making about $30 million right now. He's going to blow past that number.
And didn't CeeDee Lamb sit out from the OTAs for Dallas? And I think Jefferson maybe sat out OTAs for the Vikings. So these receivers, they just command so much money. Can you afford to do it? You can definitely afford to do it if you have, you know, a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Right.
But maybe there's a reason why Patrick Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill, and I'm sure he would love to have Tyreek Hill.
Vikings are looking at it like, well, why are we going to pay this guy $32 million a year? He's a great player, but we can go in the draft and get a close approximate and pay him about $4 million per year.
Well, also,
like that's what you have to balance.
Yeah. And I don't think they – do they think they're on the cusp of winning again right now?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean
– not winning.
They don't have a quarterback. Yeah.
Like, right.
Packers decided –
Sam Darnold.
They didn't want to pay Davante Adams.
Right.
He goes to another city with a bad quarterback, but he got paid.
Yeah, I don't think it's a perfect metric, but it is an interesting way of looking at it. And basically, overall, if you average it, the average first-round pick hit rate is 43% based on that metric. Based on that metric, quarterbacks do better than the average. Not only by a few percentage points.
Right.
Yeah, but again, a lot of these teams are desperate. The quarterback doesn't mean he's good. It's just they're desperate. Daniel Jones got a second contract.
Well, he had a good year.
He's okay,
and
though.
The team was also desperate.
He's just okay.
Teams
get desperate. There's no other option. And so you say, all right, well, there's no other option. We got to give him a second
contract. Well, they gave Daniel Jones, I think, $81 million in guaranteed money. Yeah. And every time you look at like a rumor about the draft, it's about the Giants either picking a quarterback at 6 or moving from 6 up higher
to get a quarterback.
To get like a Drake May or a Jaden Daniels if he slips past 2.
2 years ago, Daniel Jones was pretty good. Led him to the playoffs.
Right. That's why he got the deal.
That's exactly. Yeah, he's not a very good quarterback.
He got close to elite quarterback money, and he's not close to being an elite quarterback.
That's my point.
That's the problem.
He's not worth what he got paid.
Right.
They figured out a way to win with him.
That
though.
Hamstrings you.
They figured out a way to win with him for 1 year.
Yes.
But everybody said Baker Mayfield sucks, now he's playing good again. So I think it's a position where year by year it can be a little bit different. I mean, who knows? I mean, Geno Smith was like an MVP candidate.
But my point is it skews that percentage a little bit.
Okay. I mean, it's not a perfect metric. There's no doubt.
I just keep thinking that this draft, you got to pray that it's the Joe Burrow draft where it was Burrow, Herbert, Tua versus the next draft where, you know, all these guys get drafted in the first round and they are Busta Rhymes.
It better not be the one where there's one out of 6 or 7 are actually decent.
Well, it's unlikely to be one where they all hit. That's just unlikely. Might have happened that 1 year, but
it
happened
in
83.
You should only care about number 2 hitting. Yeah. That's the only one you should care about. You should be hoping that everyone outside of number 2 misses.
Mm-hmm.
Like all those guys flop, and Jaden Daniels, who's looking more and more like the pick, is a huge hit.
I guess I never think of it that way, but I see where you're coming. I just want the guy that they pick to hit here. What the other guys do, I don't really care.
The show's going to feel very different on Friday because no more speculation. They will have a quarterback.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless Adam Peters pulls the ultimate wacky, which I don't think he's going to do. I think he's going to stay at 2, and he's going to pick in a quarterback-rich draft and hope that's the guy.
Well, there was a percentage of people, I think, that they have gone quiet that were advocating not drafting a quarterback, build up the offensive line
those
first.
Those people are... full-blown idiots, okay? This is a team that's been wandering through the desert for basically 30 years.
I think you do that if you hate the quarterbacks. I don't think you just swing swing. You swing because you like one and you think it's going to hit.
We all saw the graphic. I think CBS Sports put it out a few days ago of each team's last 30 touchdown-throwing quarterback. The Washington franchises was in black and white because it was Sonny Jurgensen.
Wow.
Okay?
I think Kirk came close. I think
Kirk
he had 29.
My guy Kirk was close, but he didn't hit the 30 flat.
He's the best they've had.
Now, he's hit it multiple times in Minnesota. Yes. Didn't do it here.
Yeah. Yep. All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Greg Wyshynski on the Caps at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Potentially legal question.
Sure.
What are the legal ramifications? Say I hypothetically, like, witnessed a car accident yesterday.
Oh, you drove right by?
Let's just say that I was approaching a light and then I heard a screech of tires and some horns and crunching metal, and I might have seen a collision in my rearview mirror about 3 seconds from where I might have hypothetically just driven.
You're a witness.
Am I like, should I have done
How
something?
How bad was it?
It didn't look great.
Yeah.
I mean, hypothetically, somebody got T-boned about 100 yards behind me.
Were there other cars, though, that witnessed it, too? As long as they find one or two witnesses, you're okay.
Because hypothetically, there were other cars trapped behind the accident after it happened.
Here's what I see. This is just from Google.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Witnesses are not liable for car accidents, but can assist victims by providing accurate information about what occurred at the incident scene. Hmm. You can do all of that. You chose not to. I don't think you're going to be liable.
I hypothetically chose to keep driving. Somebody chose to keep driving.
I mean,
and also, thank you. What were you rushing home to do?
No,
I wasn't rushing home. I was butt lucky, by the way, because if that happened 3 seconds earlier, I'm in the accident.
Right. I'm just curious, though. Did you slow down and think about it?
No, I stayed. I stayed where I was in the light, and then when the light turned
green,
when
did you start feeling guilty about not stopping?
I felt guilty for about the first 5 minutes. By the time I got home, it had passed.
What did you do at home? This is my point. You made a calculation.
I'll tell you exactly what I did.
You made a calculation.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop.
Right.
Because I want to get home.
Sure.
Which you probably got home to do nothing.
No. Here's what I did. Got home. Fed Winnie. Fed cakes. Nap.
Nap.
Nap is more important.
That was the way the early afternoon played out.
What if there was, had anybody else stopped? I mean, it seems like it happened bang, bang.
People were forced to stop because it was more than just a fender bender. Like,
right.
Somebody pulled out, got T-boned, and then it was only a 2-lane road.
What if you could have saved a life?
He's not a hero.
What am I, an EMT?
Well, no, but maybe you just have to open a door. Like, somebody can't open their door or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Cakes and I.
The car was on fire.
Cakes and I don't have the hero gene.
I didn't stick around the scene long enough to see if I could go pry the person out of their mangled vehicle.
Not interested in being a hero. Interested in napping.
I considered calling 911, but I didn't. Maybe I should have.
That I've done.
Speaking of accidents, have you followed? This is a horrible story. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Have you followed this story about Drabby? Did you follow the story about the 18-year-old kid and that killed the two girls at Oakton High School when he was speeding?
I did not.
So it happened. I think it happened
a couple years ago or something. A
couple years ago. 18-year-old.
I think
driving.
I remember the story.
Yeah, he was driving on, not a suspended license, but what do they call this?
Provisional license. Yeah, like what you get when you first start driving.
Right. And yeah. I'm not sure if you have to be in the car with an adult if you have a provisional, or you can drive by yourself.
Not sure.
I don't know the Virginia law.
I think it varies state by state.
But anyway, so he's on trial. The jury went to deliberation for the for the jury, and they probably will hand it down today. He was going 81 in a 35. All right.
I mean, that's pretty outrageous.
He sees a yellow light.
Yeah.
Speeds up to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Hits another car. Ricochets off that car. Hits three girls walking home from school. Kills two of them.
Yeah, I do remember that story now.
His defense attorney is hired to try and get him off. His defense attorney said he was not driving reckless. He saw the light and he had to go make a decision, so he decided to get through it.
Right.
81 and 35? I'm sorry, that's reckless.
I would say that's
So this dude, needs to be. And I hope the jury just laughs at that. I hope the jury finds him guilty. Well, he needs to go.
Unless he's driving like some sort of like race car, you can't. When you make that decision, you're not going 40 miles an hour faster all of a sudden.
Yeah. No, he was driving reckless.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't drunk and on drugs, but he was driving reckless. He was stupid. And he killed two girls.
He's also a young, inexperienced driver.
18-year-old
like
kid.
He has no business going.
Pretty ballsy for a kid
speed.
Like that, like assuming you have normal parents. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing
I couldn't even imagine.
Emphasize is how careful you need to be when you first get your
of course.
Provisional.
Absolutely.
Couldn't even imagine the parents and the families of those two girls. Couldn't imagine it.
Anyway, what was the killer cop story you were talking about before?
Oh, this is also a crazy story. Drabby, this is in your hometown.
Yeah, Richland, Washington, Richland School District.
Yeah, there was a...
Tri-City, silly.
There was a police officer in Washington State. He was, I think he was in Yakima, right? He was a school resource officer.
Mm-hmm.
Met a girl at this school when she was 11. Started living with her when she was 17. Got her pregnant, right? Then he raped one of her friends in whatever wherever they were living. He got the other girl pregnant, and they had a one-year-old kid. Anyway, killed the ex-wife of one of his kids and killed another person, went on the run, had the one-year-old in the car. They found him, and then he said, you know
Docked
what?
Himself
I'm
off.
Not going to prison for the rest of my life. Shot himself right in the car.
Wow. Right. Left the one-year-old in the little car seat.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
I believe that he was out, like, on bail.
He was on bail from the rape trial.
Was about to start for rape.
Yep.
So, like, the day of the trial, the day before the trial, he goes and kills his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Kills the girl he was having relations with, who I think is the mother of the one-year-old, mm-hmm. who's 17 now.
Oh, he did kill her.
Yeah, two women died yesterday. He shot his, I believe.
I knew he killed his ex-wife. I didn't know.
I believe he killed his ex-wife outside an elementary school.
Yep, and the 17-year-old.
Like, these guys who are hell-bent on killing themselves, like.
Well, just an awful person.
Don't take two or three other people with you, or, God forbid, more people. I'm not advocating killing yourself, but if you're going to do it, if you're hell-bent on doing it, please don't bring along the innocent with you.
It's can't rationalize awful. With psychotics.
I know. I mean, that guy clearly
Bad
decided
people.
That, like, he was going to end his life, and he just, you know, went on a killing
spree
beforehand.
Well, yeah, he knew he was
he
going.
Knew his
he
end
knew
result.
He was going to prison.
All right, you want me to perk you up? I'll perk you up.
Sorry for those two bad.
I'm going to perk you up. I'm going to pick you up. You can always count on me. So the New York Post, one of the big headlines, one of the big stories this morning is this is a guy, he's 40 years old. He's making the rounds, I guess, on British talk shows. The title is, I have a foot long blank. It's so monstrous, I was barred from yoga.
No hot yoga, no Bikram yoga for that guy?
Nope.
No,
he's
Lululemon's
40 years old.
Him.
His name is Matt Barr. And he says it ain't great. They say literally his thing measures more than 12 inches long when, you know, when it's doing its business.
How can we talk about that but not the the book that the girl was reading in front of Drab on the airplane?
Well, I'm trying to do it.
Rules.
I think I'm doing it in a good way.
Yeah.
The average person, Cake's a little bit distraught about this, is a Heath Shuler. Okay? Didn't Heath Shuler wear...
Yes.
Yes.
He's
Cinco, five.
He's a five.
Cinco.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
The average person is a when you know doing their thing is a Heath Shuler.
I've got that beat.
He is Tom Brady, I guess. What was Tom Brady's?
Tom name? Brady's 12.
12.
Yeah.
Right.
TB 12.
Right. TB 12.
Yeah.
He says it's the,
too big 12.
He says women are
nice
they,
one.
They like the idea of it more than the practicality of it. It's intimidating. And then he said he got kicked out of yoga class because he was wearing a baggy shirt and shorts. And people thought, you know, that he was like...
He was stuffing his pants?
Well, they thought he was all like stimulated during the session.
Yeah, right.
And he's
right.
just... No, he's just got a monster in there.
Yeah, he can't...
There's nothing
it's just the way he was made.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
I heard sometimes
they said for 18 grand, he could get surgery. You know how women get breast reduction?
Sure.
He could do that.
Hmm.
You gotta be.
But he ain't doing it.
You have to be, I mean, psychotic if you're a guy and you're gonna get reduction surgery.
Yeah,
right?
But if it's
what if he only reduces 25%?
Would you ever even say?
If I had what he has, would I consider
ruler,
reducing?
If you had a ruler in your pants,
Yes, I would consider it to get to a more like if you're.
What word would you cut it off at?
probably Ojo.
Yeah, but what if your girlfriend or wife says? I mean, it's. I just can't. I can't be with that. Like you have a snake in your pants. I just can't.
Where would you cut it off, Edie?
Right?
Me?
If you're 12,
if I was to do that. 10.
Eric would try to grow it.
I would. Everyone's going to look at you like you're a freakazoid. They're not going to be in awe of you.
No, but that's only when you're.
Remember
sized.
The guy. No, remember the guy in Ocean City.
I know.
Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah. Used to walk in up and down the beach.
Yes.
We got him to call in.
Walking up and down
OC
the beach.
Legend.
He's the elephant man of Ocean City.
Yeah, everyone would look like him.
I am not an animal. Yeah. I'm a human being.
Like he was from another planet.
I know, but. Yeah.
There were girls knocking down his door.
You would only reduce to a 10, EP.
Why would I? I mean, because, dude, that's a gift from God.
You know what? I think going down to a sunny is very solid. Yeah, sunny is very solid.
But definitely would not go lower than sunny. Now you're taking away all your specialness as a human.
I don't think there are many eights out there.
No. Of course there aren't.
I mean,
they all play in the NFL.
Who's it? Johnny Falcone or whatever?
Yeah.
Why are they always hitting the interview circuit? Yeah. They're so ashamed by it, but they're on national TV.
Does he look weird too? Because that other guy looks weird.
At the end of the day, it's a huge flex.
By the way, Drav's voice definitely has jet lag.
That's my cold.
Okay.
Taking these cough drops is just pummeling me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, how many sicklies are on the planes?
Oh, yeah, so
going
many germs.
Listen, I'm telling you, what did Jim Zorn wear when he played? 10, right?
10, yeah.
I think I'd stop at a Zorn. I would stop at a Zorn.
You do have an irrational love for Zorn.
I do. I love Zorn. I was always a Jim Zorn guy. All right, the weather this time of year could be as unpredictable as ever. So be ready no matter the temperature with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and ensure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician, a proud partner of your Washington Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer at ESPN, will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. Get into the Capitals, who lose last night 4-3, pulled the goalie for the final 3 to 4 minutes and had a bunch of chances at the end to push the game into overtime, but came up short. Game 3 on Friday. We'll give you a chance to win tickets for Game 4, which is on Sunday, coming up at 8:45.
How many shots did they have in that last flurry when they pulled
Not
Chucky?
Sure.
There was a lot of action in front. Like, you know, they say Ovi hasn't had but one shot in the series.
Mm-hmm.
He's fired the puck a bunch of times.
Yeah, they're getting blocked.
A lot of
not.
Blocks, or if it's wide, it's not considered a shot on goal.
I felt
goal.
Like they had a lot where the puck was like sort of like right in front of the net or whatever, but it couldn't get a stick on it, or, you know, or there was a pass and we just couldn't. It was right there, but we couldn't get a good rip at it. I don't know. It felt like, I don't know, there was a lot more life to it there. At the beginning, they started out great, I thought. Right? I mean, I'm not.
They scored first.
Well, yeah, McMichael scored.
But they were also just like skating around great, yeah, and they got rewarded.
Well, they had some energy, yeah.
And then it just kind of was like a lull. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, there was energy. Is that fair to say, Cakes, or no?
I'd say that sums it up pretty well. But they're going to need more than that when they come back on Friday. Like, they need Ovi to have one of his transcendent type of games.
Well,
like,
he just needs, yeah, he needs to score, right? Yeah.
Hit a bunch of dudes, create energy.
Five or six shots.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be
put pressure on,
more,
yeah,
impactful.
My brother went to the game last night. Now, I think since he's moved to New Jersey, he's a Devils fan.
Okay. But Josh Harris's team.
He went to the game last night, and he pointed out Devils, I think, won a series last year where they were down 0-2.
Mm-hmm. I think it was to the Rangers.
But he did say, watching it, and he doesn't watch the Capitals closely, mm-hmm, he said they just looked very slow.
Yeah, and that's
like that if you watch the
critique
game
of this team all season.
Other teams just look faster.
Right.
And I said, well, they found a way to get it done. And he said, they did just lose by a point.
And look,
by a point.
I said before the playoffs even started, I think the victory was this team making the
just
playoffs.
Just getting to the playoffs, yeah.
Like, but now that we're in it, I want them to be competitive. I don't want them to get swept.
Right.
You know, it's not a great
let's go six
to get
or
swept,
seven.
Even though.
Maybe win it.
The rational part of my brain thinks they made the playoffs. Nobody expected them to be here. Everything right now is just gravy. But now that we're in it, I want them to be, you know, to make it a series.
Yeah,
I don't want to
get
blanked.
A little greedy.
Getting blanked is not a great look.
I agree.
I don't think they're going to get blanked.
I don't think so either.
I think they're going to win one of two. I don't know if they'll win both here. They'll win one of two, make it interesting, send it back to New York. But
right.
Let's hope I'm wrong. Let's try and get both Friday and Sunday, and then make it really interesting, putting the pressure on game five on the Rangers.
I was actually kind of surprised that Oshie was able to make it back on the ice.
I was surprised by that, too.
You could see when he got rocked, and it was a very controversial play if you didn't see it. I mean, it looked like a clear penalty. They went to break to examine it, look at it for like a five-minute major or whatever the hell that is. And they came back, and all of a sudden, they punished McMichael for the retaliation, and they say that the hit on Oshie was fair.
And we can,
and all of a sudden, we're a man down.
We can talk about this more with Greg Wyshynski when he joins us. He's coming on at 8, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He tweeted 6 hours ago. He said, here's P.K. Subban's take on the Panarin hit on T.J. Oshie, which he claims that, one, it's a hit to the head, two, it's a minor penalty, three, it's potentially premeditated and, quote, targeted, four, this is what I want to ask Greg about, four, it would have resulted in a suspension for any other player.
Well, especially on, like, if Wilson did that.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe, like, why does Panarin get treated with kid gloves? Like,
I don't know.
Because he scored over 100 points? Like, the same rules don't apply to him? Like, I don't... Because
he doesn't have the history.
Okay. I guess I can kind of buy that.
Tom Wilson has a history.
Well...
So if he did the same thing, people would judge it differently.
Well,
maybe they shouldn't. It should be judged as
an independent event.
Referees are trying to get the Rangers through.
I mean, that you could argue that as a conspiracy theory.
NHL's paying the refs a little extra cash to get the Rangers through. They haven't won a cup in 30 years. They're in the biggest market. They're trying to get them through.
The fact that they put Mikey in the sin bin for retaliating was just, that's beyond the pale. That's beyond the pale.
I thought that was crazy.
Like, what, when the ref skated out and announced what was happening, I turned to Abe, I was like, what the F is going on? Well, right. I felt like I was living in a sim for like 2 minutes.
Is it generally assumed by most? The rumors have been out there that Oshie's going to retire at the end of the season.
That I don't know.
I have heard that.
Yeah,
just too many injuries.
And people were even alluding to it last night after another hit. They're like, he needs to retire. It's just too many.
What does he have? Three young kids? Yeah, I have heard that.
Three or four. He has at least three.
Yeah,
because I know he has two daughters and a son, so maybe it is three, potentially four.
The thing is you can tell how much he clearly loves the game.
He's such a warrior guy.
Can't you tell these two teams don't like each other?
The game three Friday night is going to be chippy because Panarin is now skating around with a big ass target on his back.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure Carberry's telling his guys like let's not take penalties. But anytime you can hit the bread man, you're going to be hit him freaking hard.
There clearly has been home cooking at the Garden, and I'm hoping that flips a little bit.
I would love, you know what? as the 8 seed, I would love some home cooking.
I
would love some of that if that's
the
case.
I think it's got to flip a little bit.
You know what?
I mean, I know the power plays yesterday were 6-5.
The Rangers don't really need home cooking. Okay, they scored 114 points, I think, in the regular season, racked up 55 wins. Like, they don't really need the home cooking if that's what's actually happening. Like, how about the guys in the red sweaters
Friday? Did you see how bitter Coach Lav was after McMichael scored? Did you see him yelling at his bench?
I did not.
Oh, man, he got bitter.
You know, I was thinking about Lav because we would have him on the show, and we were always told he's this kind of gruff guy, and he was always so good with us.
Yeah.
I mean, literally one of my favorite guests that we've had.
He was always very good.
Great. He was great with us. But the word kind of on the street was that the guys are kind of tired of him, right? Do you think those guys...
Tired of the antics?
That's just the, you know, whatever. Need a new seat, need new
leader. He wasn't here that long.
Need a new leader.
Three seasons.
I think sometimes, like, his style, I think, it just grates on everybody after a certain period of time.
Right.
Like, he comes in and gets that bump early, but then guys might tire him.
You know how he said... When they asked him about, you know, you coached this team last year, and he says, I've hardly thought about it. Like, you know, I've coached a lot of teams. I think he's coached maybe 6 or 7 different teams, taken a bunch of teams to the playoffs, won a cup elsewhere. So I believe him when he says, I hardly think about it. And I'm sure the other guys don't think about it a lot, but do you think they have fond thoughts of Lav, or are they butt-sized to beat him? I mean,
well,
they
want to
win,
beat
obviously,
him.
But...
I think that
some of them might have liked
him because they didn't love playing for him.
I mean, I don't know how many guys like hold grudges against him. I mean,
that's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
No,
maybe some of the younger players like are pissed at him because they probably feel like he's stifled their development and their growth in the system.
If they win convincingly, let's just say if they close it out and let's say they win 4-1 or whatever, and then they always do the traditional handshake line, will there be any extra from Lav and the guys, like maybe
I don't think so.
Ovi, Oshie. No, in a good way. Where all of a sudden he lets his guard down and see a little more.
I think he's moved on. I think he's divorced himself from the Caps. He's all Rangers now, and it's just not going to affect him that much, if I had to guess.
Right.
They're just going to skate off onto the next, whoever the next opponent is.
Just asking.
If they vanquish the
Just
Caps.
Ask, is he going to hug Ovi or something? Or, you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I feel like he's coached too many teams.
Coached too many teams.
Nothing special.
He's coached
5 teams, 6 teams.
No, he's pretty. No, he's won a bunch of playoff series.
He's coached the Islanders, the Hurricanes, the Flyers, the Predators, the Caps, and now the Rangers.
How many cups has he been to?
One cup, right?
He's won. How many has he been to?
Yeah,
I don't know how many he's been to.
He's up there in all-time wins, too. I'm pulling up the list. Like I think he's top 5. He might even be might be higher than that.
I'm not saying doesn't wear on you, but the guy can coach.
3 times, Jason. He's 1-2.
Yeah, he's been in the
Cup 3 Stanley times. Cup with Carolina, lost in the finals with Philadelphia, lost in the finals with Nashville.
Yeah.
He's actually 7th all-time in regular season wins with 807.
Well, so far, he's found a way to keep Ovi contained.
Yeah.
No shots on goal in the first game, although he fired it 7 times, 5 times blocked. 1 official shot on goal yesterday, bunch of shots being blocked. Carberry talked about him being off. We'll talk to our next guest. NHL insider for ESPN, Greg Wyshynski, joins us on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.